So this summer, we have experienced record-breaking heat across the United States. Authorities have declared more than 1,000 counties in 26 states as natural disaster areas. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has declared that erratic weather events over the past 2 years are part of a climate-changing pattern related to changes in large-scale weather drivers like La Niña, the jet stream, and various ocean currents. Professor Jennifer Francis joins us, a climate scientist at Rutgers University. Professor, establishing cause and effect is pretty dicey business looking at something as complex as climate, yes?
Yes, you're very right about that.
And so how do we parse what NOAA has said here, or even begin to blame what's going on in the heat waves in the United States on a single factor or factors?
Well, as climate scientists have been saying for a long time, you really can't pin any one event on any one cause. But what we have known for a very long time is that as we've been increasing the carbon dioxide concentrations of the atmosphere, we should be expecting to see just these kinds of extreme events becoming more frequent, more intense, more widespread. And that's exactly what we're seeing, and especially in the last few years. It's not just the heat waves that are happening here, which, you know, maybe makes sense if you can think about, you know, global warming. But what we're also seeing are other kinds of extreme events. For example, the very rainy, wet season, summer season in England and also in Alaska, in the Pacific Northwest. It's been much cooler and rainier than normal. And it's all part of the same complicated but same process that's going on.
Is the jet stream a daisy chain of weather events that if it moves, then everything moves that's connected to it?
Yes, you could think of it that way. The jet stream is a fast-moving river of air that circles the northern hemisphere in a wavy pattern. Those waves extend north and south, and those waves are really what generate and steer the storms and the weather patterns that we see down on the surface here. So it really is the key to our weather patterns.
If the jet stream goes up, does that bring warmer weather, warmer storm events, and hotter temperatures north as well?
Yes, and up, I mean, you mean north.
Yep.
Yes, so if the jet stream is north of your location, you tend to be in the warm air that is to the south of the jet stream. And if the jet stream dips below your location, it tends to be cooler. And where you are relative to these waves in the jet stream determines whether you're in a dry pattern or a wet pattern.
Why would the jet stream want to move, and what could cause it to move that would relate to either carbon content in the atmosphere or energy coming from the sun that because of changes in the atmosphere may be warming the Earth in some way?
Yes, well, some of the recent research that I've been doing with my colleague Stephen Vavris at University of Wisconsin has been to show that the patterns of change in the jet stream are actually related to the enhanced warming that we've been observing in the Arctic the last few decades. And it's a little bit complicated to explain, but basically because it's warming twice as fast in the Arctic as it is in the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, we're seeing two effects on the jet stream. One is to weaken the winds in the west to east direction in the jet stream. The other is to cause these waves that I mentioned in the jet stream to extend farther north in the northern parts of these waves. And both of those effects tend to slow down the movement of the waves in the jet stream from west to east. So if you're moving those waves more slowly, that means that the weather associated with those waves is also moving more slowly. And so it tends to cause the weather in any given location to be very persistent. And many times kinds of extreme weather are associated with weather patterns that just get stuck. In the case of the United States right now, the middle is stuck in a pattern of the jet stream being north, and it's just not budging.
All right, so you've given me this model in my brain of very slow undulations in the jet stream that cause it to move north and south on a pattern which gets it stuck in the north for this period during the summer, which is causing all of these events that we've described during this segment. What is it that causes the jet stream to undulate? Is a cold Arctic something that straightens out the jet stream or keeps it at bay? And is a warmer Arctic something that causes it to wiggle?
That's a lot of questions right there. Yes, there are things that cause the jet stream to have these big waves in it. One of the causes is mountain ranges. It tends to either bulge up over or under mountain ranges, both the Rockies and the Himalayas. So there are some places that tend to have waves kind of stuck associated with those sorts of features. But other than that, there's temperature differences between the ocean and the land, between the north and the south, and these causes these instabilities that give rise to the waves in the jet stream that are ubiquitous, really. And sometimes these waves are larger in the north-south direction, and sometimes they're smaller and go more straight from west to east. But when they're larger, all meteorologists will tell you that when the waves are large, that's when the weather patterns tend to move more slowly. And that's what we're seeing as a consequence of the enhanced warming in the Arctic.
Anything we can do about this, Professor Jennifer Francis?
Well, that's a tough situation because we have already added so much carbon dioxide to the atmosphere that and we've done it so quickly that the Earth's system really has a long way to go to catch up with being in equilibrium with this concentration of carbon dioxide.
So we've kind of made our jet stream, and we're going to have to lie in it, at least for the next several years or so. Professor Jennifer Francis, thanks so much. Climate scientist from Rutgers University, speaking on Skype from Seattle. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.